them and us housing hypocrisy. Housing association bosses who oversaw a drop in affordable home building have received fat raises, according to the Times. The top 50 associations built 6.3% fewer homes in the past 12 months. Many chiefs have had inflation-busting pay rises of 10% and earn an average of £200,000 a year. Top bosses can earn up to £350,000. Ivan Arrowsmith, head of East Thames Group, presided over just 153 new builds, a 45% fall from the previous year. She earned £155,000 for her efforts. While chief execs rake it in, the housing crisis only worsens. The market failure is most acute in London. Nearly a third of boroughs, 9 out of 32, have zero properties for sale at less than the UK average of £191,812. Only in Bexley, an outer south-east London borough, is there a property available for under £100,000. The average London price is £530,409. That's nearly 40 years full-time salary after tax on the Tories' new national living wage for over 25s. The socialist campaigns for a mass programme of publicly owned home construction, immediate rent controls, and a £10 an hour minimum wage now with no exceptions.